Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. Bucking the Crowd by Jeff Sims, Barnegat, New Jersey, USA. It was a nippy fall day, our favorite kind of weather. It was a Saturday, and we were going to have a great time. My divorced mother, two younger brothers, and I were on our way to the park at the other end of the small Jersey town that we lived in. We had our football and our makeshift goalposts in the back of the station wagon, and our teams already chosen. Us against our mother. Don't worry, it was only touch football. On the way, we approached a small bar where an agitated crowd had formed outside. Suddenly, there was a terrible tension in the air. "Uh-oh," one of my brothers said. "Shh," my mother told him. I got an uneasy feeling in the gut of my stomach. I'd always had a certain uneasiness about crowds. Fear, actually. When I was only about 5, we were living in North Manhattan. I had witnessed a crowd yelling for a suicidal man atop an apartment building to jump. It left me with a bad impression of what decent, normal people are capable of when in the crowd mentality. I wanted out of there and shouted to my mother to speed up. Instead, she slowed. She pulled to the curb on the opposite side of the street. We were a few dozen feet from 6 or 7 people cheering on a drunken fight. It was definitely crowd mentality, all right, the same whether it was in a city or a small town. To our horror, our mother got out, locking us boys in. "Stay put, guys," she said. We didn't unlock the car, but we did open the windows about halfway. To our astonishment, our beautiful petite mother defiantly walked through the ruckus, went up to the two brawlers, and shouted to the one on top, "Get off him right now. You'll kill him." It was as forceful as she had ever sounded. I'll never forget her standing there with her hands on her hips, her mad-as-hell stance, which we knew very well, seemingly oblivious to the others around her. Two men in the crowd must have been humbled by her audacity because they broke rank from the rest and separated the two combatants. In the distance, we heard a siren. Minutes later, a police car pulled up and we got going again. The whole incident took no more than 10 minutes, but it has been seared into my memory ever since. From the back seat, my youngest brother kept his arms lovingly around our mother's neck as she drove, while my other brother and I just stared in utter amazement at her all the way to the park. I learned a great lesson that day from our petite mother. I learned that I really had nothing to fear from a crowd like that, as long as I never become part of it. Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.